you feel like you're stuck or find yourself attracting the same type of relationships and negative experiences, or just not manifesting what you want in life, welcome to Heal Your Story. I'm your host, Heidi Dallaire. Here we discuss all things life, love, relationships, the relationship with yourself, and the stories we tell about ourselves and others. I help people get out of their busy heads and get back in touch with their heart space to learn self-love and help heal their story. I'm a heart space and relational coach, a holistic health practitioner, and author at HeidiDallaire.com and LoveWideOpen.com. Let's go hold some heart space together. Hey there, everyone. Welcome to episode 116. Add purpose to your life. You know, a person without purpose is usually not happy or content at all. They're constantly looking for excuses to justify not doing anything with their lives. They don't have any direction because they think the world owes them something. And they explain everything wrong with their life by trying to find a way out. That does not mean it's intentional. No one sets out to live a life without any purpose. They're driven by their circumstances or someone or something else. You know you lack a sense of purpose when you don't feel satisfied with what you have and are always looking for more, even though you don't realize it.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
A lack of meaning and purpose can affect our mental, emotional, and physical health. Meaning and purpose often go hand in hand with feelings of empowerment, mastery, and control over your situations. Many of the world's current events may have you swirling around without knowing quite what to do to find your purpose, or you no longer feel that your purpose is meaningful. You know, a perceived lack of meaning or purpose are common contributors to and symptoms of mental health difficulties, including depression, addiction, and anxiety. So how can you break that cycle of a lack of purpose? You know, you could try these different things.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Take a well-deserved break. Having a break from your daily life can do wonders for your mood. Often, when you don't feel like you're doing anything, you might be burned out or just stressed out. And a break helps recharge your batteries and gives you a new perspective. Give yourself a mental health day. On the said day, decide to let go of what you think you're supposed to do and focus on what makes you happy. Many people believe that success is just outside our comfort zone. That may be true in some circumstances, but when you're in a cycle of lack of purpose, a good break is just what you need to recharge your batteries. Taking a break can allow you to discover your true purpose in life. You will then feel motivated to do more. What else can you do? You can follow things that interest you. Many people have interests they'd like to pursue, but they don't. They ignore those interests because it seems like a waste of time. But in actuality, following those interests are what actually spur us to be more, do more, want more. The truth is that stringing together your hobbies and interests can help you discover your purpose. For example, if you love video games, try to build an online video game store using Shopify. Start selling video games. If you love jewelry, start a jewelry business online. If you love photography, create your own photography business. And if you love graphic design, design business cards, brochures, and other materials, there's a gamut of things. That's not to say that your purpose needs to relate to money, but it should relate to something you're passionate about. You want a purpose that excites you. Another thing you can do to add purpose to your life is to actually admit that you're stuck. The thing with getting stuck in a cycle is you don't actually notice it until you're really stuck. The feelings slowly build up, and before you know it, you've become apathetic towards things and life in general. You begin to feel like everything you do is just killing time, just going with the flow, day after day after day. Then those feelings turn into depression, anxiety, and discouragement. Regardless of how hard you try, the cycle keeps repeating itself. Now, don't blame yourself for feeling like you do, because there are ways out and ways to get unstuck. The loop won't change until you recognize it for what it is. And once you do, you can break it for good. So ask for help from a friend, a coach, a therapist. You can actually reach out to me and book a Heal Your Story strategy session to talk about where you are stuck. You can also follow artistic endeavors. Many people turn to art as a way of expressing their feelings. Art can mean a lot of different things. Making music, playing music, drawing, painting, writing, speaking, singing, playing in a band. Oh, so many things. So follow your artistic endeavors. Many people turn to art, like I said, as a way of expressing their feelings. Writing poetry, painting, sculpting can help you unlock feelings you were too afraid to feel. Because when we're in that artistic flow, our emotions get really involved in it. You know, my published poetry book, Roots and Tendrils, was a huge part of my own healing from toxic love patterns. It was a way to express my art and my feelings. As a kid, I used to write poetry and to write as a way of expressing in my emotions because I didn't know how to express it to other people. And so as an adult, as I published this book, it actually was a healing process for me, right? And I think that happens with a lot of people. Everyone has a book in them. Everyone has a piece of art in them. Everyone has a song in them. Everyone has something in them that with a little fine tuning is your passion. And maybe that is running a nonprofit organization or helping someone in this situation or that situation, but it is an artistic endeavor. So when you express those emotions, you'll break that cycle and feel more passionate about the things in your life again. Exercising your artistic side also helps because physical activity involved makes you feel better and giving you more purpose. The goal isn't to sell your works of art or make a name for yourself, but to literally just enjoy yourself. And the last thing you can do, it's never the last thing you can do, but another thing you can do to add more purpose to your life is speaking to other people. You know, the pandemic and our current global climate has made it difficult to move freely and interact with friends and loved ones. If you're feeling isolated, try reaching out to someone, even if only by phone. Reconnect and stay connected to people. Find a group you can get involved with. You know, that thing you've always wanted to try, maybe this is your passion and you just need to get involved and have these people there to support you, woo, to find your purpose. So finding your purpose is essential to living a life that pleases you. It's not at all uncommon to get lost in life by your circumstances. And while feeling this way can be discouraging, it doesn't have to be. There are always ways out of it by finding purpose in your life. So I'm going to nudge you to find your passions, to explore your artistic ideas, to take that writing class you've always wanted to take, to take that art or pottery or clay class, right? Like glass blowing, any of it. Find your passion. Find your passion. You know, 8 years ago, I never would have imagined that I'd have a social media following of 4 million people between Love Wide Open and my Heidi Dallaire endeavors, where I would be lifting people up to step into their own empowerment and to help them find self-love. this has become my purpose. This has become one of my passions. And I did that by exploring one of my other passions through writing, through word, through conversation. So yeah, that's my purpose now, to help people be their true selves and not hide away from other people. So I'd love to hear from you. If you're feeling a little stuck, you can reach out and book a Heal Your Story strategy session. I'd love to help. And there are all kinds of podcast episodes that relate to all kinds of situations you may be going through. And maybe you actually need to heal some of those things before you can open the door to your purpose or your passion. But that doesn't mean you can't start now, because they can coincide together. So if you hear anything from me today on this, it's go do the thing you love and do more of it. Find the thing you love to do. Find the passionate things. Find the things that stir you, bring you fire. And you will find purpose every single day to open your eyes and get up and get to it. I'm sending you all a ton of love. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Heal Your Story. Please subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can find me, my coaching services, my book, or book a Heal Your Story strategy session at HeidiDallaire.com. For other self-development articles, go to LoveWideOpen.com. And you can also follow me at Heidi Dallaire or Love Wide Open on all social media channels. Thanks so much. Sending lots of love.